On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 26, Tinian 31. The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa will be marching to the office of the President in Pretoria today, demanding that the government intervene urgently on the job losses affecting the chrome sector. The union says by the end of this month, Glencore would have cut 2,000 jobs, Alma Investments retrenched over 538 workers, and Salmon Corp has issued a Section 189 notice. Here's NUMSA spokesperson Pakamila Hlubi Majola.
The purpose of the march is to demand that the GNU must come up with a bold and aggressive industrial policy. It should be bold enough to declare a moratorium on retrenchments, and it must come up with a set of package interventions in the form of incentives that includes banning certain imports of products that are destroying South Africa's share of the market. Among the demands we'll be making is for reduced electricity tariff, because these companies claim that the cost of electricity accounts for more than 60% of their operational costs.
In other big news this morning, seven people have been killed in an accident involving a sedan and a light delivery vehicle on the N12 between Oegis and Emalahleni in Mpumalanga. Authorities say the crash occurred when one of the vehicles lost control and veered off the road.
The investigation into the crash by RTMC, the police and the department, is already underway. The MEC for Community Safety Security Liaison, Mr. Jegima Sia, is once more urging motorists to use the road with a heightened caution at all times to avoid tragedies such as this one.
That's the Provincial Department of Community Safety in Mpumalanga. The spokesperson, Muweti Mamusi. Now for a story that's dominated news headlines, and President Cyril Ramaphosa is calling for a swift investigation and for strengthened witness protection measures. This following the murder of Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D, at the Madlunga Commission. The 41-year-old was shot multiple times in full view of his family outside their Brakpan home in Ekurhuleni on Friday night.
It's not acceptable that witnesses who are unraveling things and coming out with the truth of what has been happening, the rot that has been prevalent in our security cluster, are now, as they tell the truth, getting killed themselves. Because this is going to deter many other witnesses from coming forward.
SAFTU is meanwhile demanding the murder of van der Merwe must be prioritized. Spokesperson Asive Tjani.
We call on all civil society organizations, human rights institutions, the media and the government to unite behind this urgent demand. Witnesses must be protected. Institutions must be cleaned up. Perpetrators must be brought to account for the sake of justice and for every South African who still believes in a future free of corruption, violence and fear.
And we end off with international news. Thailand launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia in the early hours of this morning. This following weeks of simmering tension between the Southeast Asian neighbors. The Royal Thai Air Force says the airstrikes were retaliation for an attack by Cambodia, which left one soldier dead and eight others injured. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11.
Thank you so much.